Okay, so we're at Perek Dal Mishnah Beis. It says, Benazai Oimer, Benazai says, Hevi Rots, you should run, L'mitzvah Kala, to any mitzvah, even a mitzvah Kala, U'boireach, and you should run away from mitzvah Averos. And you should run away from Averos. Why? She mitzvah Goreres mitzvah, because one mitzvah will lead to another one, and Aver Goreres Avera, and Avera will lead to another one. Okay, so Reb Chaim Blazner asks over here a very simple question. Okay, Reb Chaim Blazner asks that the Mishnah is kind of indicating two opposite indications. It first says, Hevi rots l'mitzvah kali. You have to run towards mitzvahs. So what does that mean? Just don't run towards averus. If an aver, just stay put, don't run towards. Then it says, boreach min avera. You should run away from averus. So then it should just say, don't run away from mitzvahs. They seem to be extremes. It says you have to run towards mitzvahs and run away from averus. Why didn't it say either run towards mitzvahs and don't run towards averus? Who says you have to run away from averus? Just don't run to them. And the opposite, or it could have said run away from averus and don't run away from mitzvahs. Just stay put. When a mitzvah comes, don't run away. Why does it say the two extremes? So to Chaim Blazner, because naturally a mitzvah does not come to you. We all know we're human, and the tendency of a human being is towards gashmias and towards physicality, and therefore a mitzvah will not come to you. The only way you're going to get a mitzvah is if you run after it. So you have to run to mitzvahs, towards mitzvahs. You have to try to get mitzvahs and run to them. Okay. However, and that's why it says there's such a big inyan of mitzvah, bo biyotcha al tach mitzana. If a mitzvah comes to your hands, don't let it slip by. You know why? Because mitzvahs don't come by so often. People don't bump into mitzvahs. Okay, and if a mitzvah comes your way, so don't let it slip through the cracks. You got to run towards mitzvahs. Roidiv tzedakah v'chesed yimtza chayim v'tzedakah. Okay, so therefore, you got to run towards mitzvahs. However, averos do run towards people. Averos naturally follow a person. If a person is not being careful, the avera will come to his doorstep, because that's the natural tendency of a person, is to slip and to bump into all those things which are naturally, you know, his desires, etc. So therefore, he will naturally end up with averus. So the only way to avoid averus is boreach min aver. You have to run away from the averus. So naturally, a person's tendency is to averus. Therefore, you have to run away from averus. Boreach min avera. But mitzvahs don't naturally come to you. So in order to get a mitzvah, you just stay still. You're not running away from the mitzvah. It's not enough. You got to run towards the mitzvah and try to get the mitzvah. Otherwise, you're not going to get it. Okay? So that's what it says. Now, this is the way Hashem made the world, but really doesn't make any sense. He says, Ki chein yasar Hashem. Why? Why does Hashem make the world this way? He says, because if it wouldn't be this way, and the mitzvahs were just as equally available to you as the averus, who in the world would do an avera? That's what he says. He says, Mi pesi, what fool, yosur mi machtsav makor maim chaim, would go away from a well of fresh, gorgeous, sparkly water, lachts of boires makor shachs, to go drink a cup of mud? Who? What type of fool would do that? Right? So if it was just as easy to listen to the Yetzer Hara as it was to listen to the Yetzer HaTov, obviously, it's not even a question, we would listen to the Yetzer HaTov. Obviously, we do mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are so much more enjoyable. You feel good after you did a mitzvah. There's a spiritual connection after you did a mitzvah. You're doing the right thing. Your neshama understands that it's the right thing. In avera, So you feel after the avera is finished, after the avera is finished, it wasn't worth it. So why in the world would anyone do it? So Hashem had to hide the beauty of the mitzvah and make the avera more tempting, because if the avera wasn't tempting, there wouldn't be an equal shot. The avera wouldn't stand a chance. So in order to give us Bechira, he had to make Averis run to us. So the Averis are running to us, the mitzvahs are there, and now there's an equal playing field. But said the equal playing field is, and they have to run away from the Avera and run towards the mitzvah. So that's why the Mishnah has that dichotomy there and splits the Mishnah. Okay? That's what he says. But how? So now, at the end of the day, though, Hashem made the world very confusing. Hashem made the world a confusing place now, because now that He did this and He made it that while Averis seemed to be tempting, okay. So very nice. Hashem wanted to give us choice. He didn't want us to be forced. He wanted to give us free choice, okay. But now we're stuck with this, because now how do we choose? What tool do we have that equips us? Are we equipped with the right tools to be able to now make that choice? So knowing Reb Chaim Volozhin, what do you think he's going to say? What's the tool that we have that will help us make that decision?
Torah.
Right? What else? So in Reb Chaim Volozhin's book, which is a Vilna Goyen's book, there is no other way to make that choice. You have to be engaged in learning Torah. If you're not engaged in learning Torah, you can't make that choice. So he says like this, I'll read you the Lashon, beautiful Lashon. It says, "V'ach, however, ha-Torah hi ha-me'ira einayim. The Torah lights up our eyes, mi-machashake ha-yetzer, from the darkness caused by the yetzer. K'mosh omer David ha-melech, ner l'ragli divarecha. Your words are like a candle for me, v'or, and provide light, l'nesivasi, to my path. Ner l'ragli divarecha. I don't know where to go. I really wouldn't know where to go. I need a candle." So he says, why does it say two things? It says the Torah is like a candle for my feet, and it's a light for my path. It says the light is general. The light tells you this is the way to go. But sometimes, even if you know where to go, the street is fine. Now you know the path. You have a map. You have a GPS. You're good. The problem is you don't have a way. The problem is you, now it's not the street that's the problem. You're the problem. Now that I know where to go, I still have a problem, right? My car. I still got to take my car to the mechanic. So he says, the or is in general. Now, okay, I got it. But what about me? He says, that ner. The Torah is also like a ner. When you want to do bedikas chametz, what does the Gemara say in Pesachim? You're not supposed to use an or. You're supposed to use a ner, a candle. Why? Because to get into the little cracks, you got to use a candle, right? So he says, to get into the cracks of your lathe, to know what's really bothering me, why can't I get over this hump? You know, what's my problem? The Torah gives you that ner as well. So he says that a person that's connected to Torah will understand himself, you know, where the Torah will allow him to be able to look into himself in a way and understand what are his shortcomings. That's what he says. Ratzalayma ha'isi meyer nesivasi bo'ara Torah v'liros api ha'Torah mashu mitzvah. And I know what's a mitzvah, what's not a mitzvah. Because deep down, I know what's right. I know what's a mitzvah, what's not a mitzvah. But ultimately, even if I know what's a mitzvah, but sometimes I have my own negius, I have my bias, I have my way of looking at it. So I need the ner to make sure that I'm okay. You know, like I remember one time, one of the yeshivas in Rebbeli Ber Vachtvogel, he's a yeshiva in South Florida. So he said one over once in a shir, he said, I give a shir, and I think I'm saying a very straight thing. Straight. I'm not saying crooked. I'm saying crazy. And this one boy, he does not understand what I'm talking about. He just doesn't get it. Next year, he just doesn't get it. I'm thinking to myself, what's going on? Then I asked him, what do you think? And he says this whole crooked thing, and to him, that makes sense. So I'm thinking to myself, what's going on? So he said, I realized this kid, his brain is like this. So when you say a straight thing, it doesn't fit. And the only way it fits is you fit a crooked thing, then it will go in. In other words, what he's saying, some people don't think straight. So they'll never hear you when you say something which is correct. Right? So he says, sometimes we hear the correct thing, but we can't accept it because we're the problem. So the Torah is both. The Torah, number one, is the Or L'Nesivasi. It tells me what's right and what's wrong. And it's the Ner L'Ragli. It also allows me to make sure I'm straight. I'm ready to hear the truth. So it provides the truth and it clears my lathe up to be able to accept the truth. Because even people that know the truth can't always accept the truth. So you need both. You need the light to tell you the truth, but you also need the candle so that you can fix yourself up so you can accept the truth. Because you need both. And that learning of Torah clears us up, okay? In both senses. It allows us to see the truth, and it will allow us to accept the truth. Then he says an amazing shot here. He says like this. He brings a pasuk in Mishlei, which I want to bring up on the screen to show you. He brings this pasuk in Mishlei, beautiful pasuk. Okay, you see where it says here? It says here like this. He says, "Bederech chokma hayrei sicha." I instruct you in the way of chokma, which means Torah. Hidrachticha. I directed you b'magol yosher, in a straight course. I directed you to go straight. B'lechticha lo yetze tzaadecha. You will walk without breaking stride. When you go, lo yetzer tzaadecha, your steps will not become crooked. Vim taretz, and if you run, lo tikashel, you will not fall. So he says, Rav Chaim Volozhiner here, he says, pshat in this pasuk is like this. The yetzer hara blinds us. So we have to look into the Torah to know which way to go. That's the first pasuk. B'derech chachma reisicha, the Torah will tell you which way to go. Hidrachticha b'magal yosher, it will guide you in the straight way. But says after you know the Torah, and that's correct. Oz, now you could follow it. Belechtecha, when you go, lo yetzer tzaadecha. The yetzer hara will not grab your steps. Now, if you follow in the steps of the Torah, lo yetzer tzaadecha, the yetzer hara will not be able to grab you because you're following the Torah's ways. But go fast. Vim Torah lo tikasha. And if you run, you'll do fine. In other words, if you take your time, there's a lot of things, a lot of problems that can happen. But if you go and you realize this is the truth and you do it, then you'll be able to do the right thing. And he adds in a point like this. Do you remember way back in the first Mishnah of the first parak of Pirkei Avos, okay? So a while back, that Reb Chaim brought down a concept of the Or Makif, okay? The Or Makif was that when a person decides to do a mitzvah, at that moment, he is surrounded with some sort of spiritual force. And the moment that he's surrounded with that spiritual force, that force itself gives him the ability on a spiritual level to complete the mitzvah. So the desire to do the mitzvah actually empowers him to complete the mitzvah. So he says, that's pshat. He offers, based on that, unbelievable, another pshat in the Mishnah. It's a great pshat. He says, it says, heavy rots, you should run le mitzvah kala to any mitzvah, even a mitzvah kala. You think it's nothing, it's a mitzvah kala. It's a light mitzvah. It's not the biggest deal. Run to that mitzvah. You know why? Because if you run to that mitzvah, you'll be zoicha to the Or Makif. You're going to get some spiritual forces that are a lot greater than the mitzvah itself. And that Or Makif is going to bring you to catapult you to a level that you never thought you could reach. So running to any mitzvah, at least you're in mitzvah mode. You're in mitzvah mode. So now that Or Makif is going to allow you to perform other mitzvahs that maybe are not connected to this original mitzvah that you ran after. And furthermore, Boreach min Aver. And furthermore, it will protect you from Averis. Because any mitzvah you're running after, but at the end of the day, you're engaged in mitzvah performance. If you're engaged in mitzvah performance, the Or Makif, the spiritual force that you're empowering now over yourself, will allow you to run away from other Averis and perform even more mitzvos. So therefore, that's the power of being rots le mitzvah kala, of running towards any mitzvah, so running towards a mitzvah kala. Okay, that's what he says, the Or Makif. It was an interesting thing. Someone told me his grandfather, one of the Yigalites just came to the Kollel. His grandfather is a Rosh Hashiva in Scranton. And he's known that as one of the Rosh Hashivas, he's into Kabbalah and stuff like this. So he was a Talmud of Rav Aaron Kollel. This Rosh Hashiva is a Talmud of Rav Aaron Kollel. He learned by Rav Aaron Kollel. So he one time spoke in Lakewood about Rav Aaron's yard site. And he says, when we were Bachar in Yeshiva, he says, Rav Aaron Kollel's face lit up. It was something we had never seen before. He was just walking around like bright. And we couldn't understand it. He says, but now that I learned a little more, and now that I've learned, you know, a fair share of Kabbalah, so it's obvious. That's Or Makif. Well, you know, like he said, like very matter of fact, like, of course, Rabbi Aaron's face lit up. He was full of Or Makif. So the light, the Or Makif is the light that brightens up a person. But anyway, what he's saying over here is a great thing. It's very important also for the preparing for Rosh Hashanah. there's no such thing as accepting upon oneself a Kabbalah to try to do something and improve that's too small. No such thing as something that's too small. Because even the small thing puts you in connection with the power of the Or Makif. It puts you in this power of mitzvah performance. You're being rutz le mitzvah kala. You're running to try to perform the mitzvah. It doesn't make a difference. You're now running after mitzvahs. The fact small, big, that's secondary. But the bottom line is you're running from mitzvahs and you're running away from averus. That itself, Reb Chaim is telling us, that itself puts you in another category. So, you know, that's kedai to remember that. All right?
Powerful. Thank you, Rabbi.
Yeah, powerful stuff today.